Biz News Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It's Elliot Brown here for a brand new show. Yes, I know. I've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks for the live that we're doing when we're going out at 9 o'clock on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for the Pivotal Podspective. That's the name. And I'm hoping you like the name because we've spent a lot of time putting that together. And I'll tell you why. Because I really wanted to come up with something. There's a few people commenting down here on Instagram. If you're watching this on YouTube, by the way, then we've got a few bits and pieces set up here for episode one. This is going to get a little bit slicker as we move forward. But this is an exciting chance to get to chat to lots of people all over the place about new, innovative, fresh ideas, fresh twists on things that we've all been doing right up until now, or that other business owners have been doing. Lots of people have been doing things with marketing, mindset, strategies, processes, every element of business. And we have come along to bring to you a pivotal perspective, a new perspective, something that is able to change and pivot and turn and make that just that little bit better. Okay, so we've got loads of things to go over, and today the first one, as you know, because I've mentioned his name a few times now, is Adrian Dorobantu joining me. How you doing, Adrian?
Hello everyone, I'm doing great.
Thanks for joining. How you doing? You're right, you had a good day?
Yeah, very good day. Yeah, very productive though. Yeah.
A very productive day. Good. I like that. I like that. A good positive day. And of course, you've been excited about doing this as well, haven't you?
Of course. Yeah, I was. Yeah, definitely. I was even to my good, hoodie and all that. Yeah.
I mean, I have to be honest with you, Adrian does hide his excitement pretty well, to be fair.
Yeah, I'm a very hard to please guy. You know, me and Elia, we always joke about this. At some point, I'm going to make a YouTube channel called Hard to Please or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm genuinely excited.
I think that'll work very, very well. Well, welcome to the episode one of the Pivotal Podspective, Adrian.
No pressure at all on me. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. if this doesn't work, it's going to be all my fault because I messed it up in the first episode.
Absolutely. No, listen, you can't mess it up. Well, not that badly anyway. No, we can't mess this up, mate. Listen, I've been looking forward to this. We were going to do this as a recorded thing, and I thought, you know what? Let's throw all caution to the wind and do these as lives. I think five a week is probably a bit too much. Just
natural state and all this, you know, with all our mistakes and all this, we're all human as well. So, yeah.
Absolutely. So if anybody hasn't seen the podcast that Adrian and I have done, we've done a couple of bits together. Adrian is an extraordinaire when it comes to that's what everybody's going to be, right? So everybody has to be an extraordinaire. But you're an extraordinaire when it comes to the tweaking of social media, making things work, getting engagement. I'll hand it over to you. Give us a quick rundown of what you do, Adrian.
So what do I do? You know, I got that question asked even today by someone that could be a potential customer, and I said, what do you do? How much do you charge for an ad or things like that? I said, look, I'm not doing just a one ad. So what do I do? Usually I do an audit of your old social media website and things like that, just to understand what you do, where you want to go, and if I can help you. If not, then that's it. I can give you some tips for free. But my main focus is on chatbots. I love chatbots, you know, and everyone at some point interacted with chatbots in their life, even if they know it or don't know it, just because some of them are done in such a good way that you don't realize the chatbot that you're talking with.
Yeah, of course. And it's not just about chatbots. I mean, we're going to talk about chatbots today, but there's lots of different elements in that which are mainly used for getting engagement on social media, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So obviously loads of softwares that we're going to talk about in the following series are going to come, you know, business automation, anything that can save you some time as well as a business owner and try to automate processes and all this. Yeah. But it's all related with social media, some email automation and other things as well.
Yeah, great. So let me just quickly say, I mean, in case anybody's just joined or anybody's just watching this for the first time and they don't know what this is all about, what is the Pivotal Podspective? Okay, well, Adrian and I are going to talk about chatbots today. So what that is, and the way I see it, is that I don't just want to talk about on this show and co-host with people, just talking about what we've all seen, other people do with social media, what we've seen people do with marketing, with digital marketing, with websites. websites, with coaching, you know, and getting ideas for business and personal development, or potentially a sales process, or potentially a strategy for a business, depending on what your business is, whether it be retail, online, or, you know, whether it be a service or a product. You know, there's always somebody coming up with something new, something innovative, something fresh, a different approach. Not just, as I said, for your business, but if you may be an entrepreneur, you may be want to be entrepreneur. Maybe you have got an enterprise type style mind, and you could be a student maybe, and you're looking to the future of what you may want to do. Well, this is going to be the place to get lots of information, and not just by reading and things like that, but we're going to have this in audio and video form, in podcast, audio and video podcast on YouTube. You're going to be able to get this all over the place. So however you soak up information, it's really important to me, because I don't necessarily learn from books, as Adrian knows, but I learn from other people all the time. So if I do that, then there's plenty of other people that want to do that as well. So that's why I wanted to bring this to you guys out there and co-host with people that are extraordinaires in their own area of business. And so chatbots is what we're going to be chatting about today. I won't necessarily go into this explanation every single time, but there will be a bit at the beginning of the videos as we go forward that's going to explain what the show's about. But for day one, and probably for the next week, I will continue to do that. Okay, Adrian, I know what chatbots are. In fact, I've been telling a lot of people over the last week or two to get over to Essex Business Radio and click on send message. And what happens when I click on that, Adrian? You tell us what happens and how that works.
If I remember correctly, they should get about three options, you know, because obviously we set it up together. But it's, again, this came from a necessity of not necessarily wasting time, but actually organizing and managing things in a much better way. Yeah. So they're gonna get the option to get on a podcast, and after that they're gonna get some questions. So what happens with all those questions after they answer? We capture all the data, so we're gonna know their name. We're gonna know exactly the answer to all those questions, and then we can filter them and help you and your team to go through everything much easier. And also you're going to get notified with an email and a messenger notification at the end saying, Elliot, someone new is interested in getting on a podcast, right?
Absolutely.
So it's just a very good time saver for any business, and also an organization, I don't know, organizing tool.
Absolutely. Listen, I mean, you get, you know, 100% success rate on engaging with people straight away on Facebook, which does your Facebook business page some favors as well, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You're going to get your, because if someone messages you and you're going to answer in 2 hours, usually even the customers are going to see that and say, this page usually replies in 2 hours, which doesn't look good. And also your engagement rate in Messenger is going to drop down gradually. That doesn't look good for the metrics in the eyes of Facebook. But like this, it's just an instant reply at all.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I mean, most people have probably used one with it when it comes to banking. You know, if you've set a business up and you've booked or you've bought your domain name, for example, there's a lot of companies like that basically want to work 24/7, don't necessarily always have people in offices 24/7, but want to be able to. Yeah, want to be able to, you know, engage straight away. So that's on a website. And, you know, this can be used on a website as well, right? The chatbot linked with Facebook in the Messenger system can also be linked, used on your website.
Exactly. So there are loads of types of chatbots, you know, and probably one of the most common that people use and they not realize is maybe the one in the banks. So anything like customer support or anything in the apps in the banks, if someone replies to you straight away, I can guarantee it's not a person. It's going to be a chatbot.
Yeah, sure.
Because everyone just wants instant customer satisfaction. But yeah, you can use it as a customer support. You can use it on websites. You can use it to create experiences, you know, for people. For example, Disney, I just read something about them. They've launched a new movie. And they've done a whole experience in the chatbot on Messenger, you know, to just
give people
clues about that and all this. Another guy in Australia that owns a tourist company. Yeah. And what he does, he partnered up with someone. They've done a chatbot, and it's a chatbot about a murder mystery. It's like a story that happened on that island. And everyone that comes there, they just get a QR code straight from the beginning, you know, when they enter on the island. It says, scan this. and they have to kind of follow the clues, and depending what they answer, they just get taken on different paths on the island. Yeah, so it's so many ways.
I like your little link in there with the QR code, because tomorrow we are going to be talking about QR codes, aren't we?
Yeah, that's why.
Very smooth, Adrian. I like that.
Exactly. Yeah. So you have so many ways, you know, to do it. Like I said, first of all, is maybe customer support, then customer experiences as well, and that's it.
Yeah, I think it's a great tool where you and I literally met on the back of a QR code and a chatbot in essence, exactly. And look at the relationship it's flourished from it, Adrian.
Exactly.
I think I look a little more excited than you do, to be fair. But
you know me, you know how I'm. I'm just sad because we haven't basically seen each other only on Zoom, you know, since this lockdown. But yeah,
I'm absolutely sold on this. More and more people, I mean, this was due to be the year of chatbots. I mean, I've seen a massive rise since talking to you last or meeting you last year, and become, you know, really good friends as well as as well as working together on stuff as well. But I've seen a rise in it already, and I don't think this year actually has seen the rise I expected it to see. I think because of things that have happened over the last couple of months. Yeah, exactly. This is the point, I genuinely believe, where people are going to start looking at things like this video and start looking at what other people are doing and going, I've been sat around for 6-8 weeks. I've been doing stuff. Now, how is it I get the engagement? It's never too late, guys. It's never too late to start doing one of these things. Just because you may see somebody else is using a chatbot, or that you've only just got your website going, or you've just got a landing page, whatever stage you're at, or whether you've had a business that's been running 20 years and you want to engage with people more, there is no better time to be getting on board with this. Because I have to be honest with you, this is a really, really cost-effective way of engaging with people. If nothing else, it's a very cheap way of engaging with people and getting engagement straight away. And also, getting some information from the person that's interested so that you can follow up as well. I mean, that's an important, massively important side of it, don't you think, Adrian?
Yeah, there are so many books out there and people that just say, you know, the value of your company or the value of whatever you do, it's in the database. And that's the truth, to be honest. It's not really any way how to hide that. It's really good to understand your customers and have them somewhere stored. But yeah, again, as example, saying that, this is definitely not the year of the chatbots, but next year is going to be, just because this year, I think everyone has been forced in a way or another to go into the online space and maybe move their brick and mortar business into the online space.
Yeah.
And everyone is going to realize, holy crap, I need to do something actually and reply a bit quicker, you know, or engage with my customers in a different way.
Yeah.
So I've seen so many things, like from guys in Romania that work with the government to create a chatbot for the COVID-19, someone that did something else about the pharmaceuticals in the pharma companies and all that.
Yeah.
It's so many applications that you can do, to be honest. It's just unbelievable.
I think this has got huge value. You know, there's no other way to say it. I think what a great way to start this series off on something like this, because if you've already been doing social media marketing, if you've already got a website, if you've got all these things already, this is a great add-on, right? It's an amazing. In fact, if you want to get clients, there is a great way of utilizing this with other things as well in social, but in drive them towards there, get them to click on that, get them to go to that button. You can do a post on Facebook and you can just press send message. It's going to take you straight into a chatbot rather than just sending a message to you. You know, I mean, these are some great tips. I think, what better way to start, I think, than starting off with something like this.
You can do even better. You don't even have, you can say send message, but let's say you have a post that got loads of engagement. What you can do, you can connect a chatbot, and that everyone, when someone comments anything on that post, a chatbot just opens, a Facebook Messenger window just opens, it starts asking them question. I don't know, maybe you have a company that sells something and people comment about how nice that looks or what a good job have you done there, you know? And when they do this, your chatbot can actually interact with them and maybe pick up their interest a bit and then follow up later.
Yeah, exactly. So we've covered how you use it, the benefits to the business, engaging, time saving, cost saving, because you don't need to have somebody that's necessarily going to answer straight away. You can flick over and you can take over a conversation as well. So you can be alerted through a very simple system, in essence, almost like a messenger style system, right?
And not just that, you can add different users into the platform and say, actually, this person only deals with the live chat and, you know, the live support. The other person deals with something else. So you can delegate tasks inside the platform as well, very similar with the CRM.
Exactly. And listen, this is the messenger world now. We all converse through that way. I've now built, as you well know, over the last couple of months, going through, you know, the C19, as I prefer to call it, but going through that, you know, that impactful couple of months, generated a global, you know, network of podcasters and other business owners all over the world. You know, we'll talk through whatever form we need to. So, you know, whether it be Facebook Messenger, whether it be WhatsApp, whether it be some, you know, so we're all used to doing this. So this is nothing new. And to think that is a very easy way for somebody that you've never met before to come onto your website and click on something and go into Facebook, which again is something that they're familiar. Generally, 95% of the world is familiar with Facebook. So you're not getting into a messenger system on your website, which may seem a little colder. I think it feels a bit warmer getting involved in that messenger chatbot system. There are other chatbots out there, but what you specialize in is, you know, within the top three of the biggest chatbot marketing companies on the planet, right?
Yeah. And that's called ManyChat. And that's ManyChat, what I do, because my domain of activity is usually with businesses that have a social media presence as well. And that I combine that and I try to make sales through chatbots as well sometimes, because all of that can be quantified. And that's exactly the reason why I'm using them. And it's a great support from them usually that you have. But also the level of personalization. So you can send a text message to someone into Messenger, for example, straight with an image with their name on it. And that has a very, very, you know, powerful impact on them. You can send voice messages as well, or audio messages pre-recorded, depending at what stage they're in the chatbot. Yeah. And that's very, very important as well. So, yeah.
What a great way to start. I've been looking forward to doing this for so long. We've been talking about, we even recorded a couple of these, didn't we? We were just going to get them out as podcasts. Now, just so everybody knows that, we want engagement from you guys as well. As we start going forward, and Adrian and I are going to do, you know, a number of these. I've got other co-hosts that are going to be coming on for all extraordinaires in their own fields. But we do want engagement. It'd be good to get people to come on and engage. It's going to take a little bit of time. We get that. And Adrian will be coming back and we'll be talking about chatbots again. So just because we've spoken about it today, there's plenty we can talk about. There's plenty of things that we can do. And in fact, we'll probably show you stuff as well as the series moves on. And we'll probably do some share screens and go through some stuff for people. But we want to know what you guys want to know. What is it that you want to find out from us, whether it be myself and Adrian, myself or whatever the extraordinaire co-host is going to be. We want to hear back from you because it's really important to get that feedback from the audience. And so please let us know. You can do that very easily by going over to the chatbot and going and find the chatbot in the send message button on the Essex Business Radio Facebook page. At the moment, if you would like to get on a podcast and one of these and co-host with myself, then on there, there is, as Adrian said earlier on in the as we were chatting, when you go into there, you've got three options. One is to find out about where you can listen to the podcast and find the podcast out. We probably need to update that a little bit, in fact, actually. The second one is to ask a question. So you may just want to ask a simple question. Too many people do that, but happy to answer questions there. But the other one is get on a show. And the get on a show is where you'll go through a point of seven questions in essence. So you can come up with your innovative, your new fresh idea. What is it that you do? So we can have a look. And if it fits in with what we want to do here, we'll get you on so you can co-host with me and we can get your idea out there, something that you've been using that is helping your business or other people's businesses or them personally. I think that's a great start, Adrian. I've really enjoyed that. Obviously, always enjoy chatting to you. So what have you got as a little freebie tip for everybody to just round things off nicely?
So first of all, if anyone wants to just see how a chatbot looks like, you can go on obviously on the Essex Business Radio page, but you can also, Spotify recently adopted a chatbot that works through Facebook Messenger. So everyone's using Spotify. So when people are going to go and listen to your show on Spotify, they can interact with the chatbot as well over there if they want to see how it is.
Yeah,
but the free tips today are going to be a free video course straight from the ManyChat, the platform that I'm using, and some case studies just for you people to understand exactly better how you can use chatbots and in what industries and what you do with them. Because it's basically in everything, in every industry. Probably even funeral companies. I haven't done it yet, but probably there.
Well, funny enough, I do know somebody in America. We'll have a little chat with Brian, shall we? And, you never know. He's a pretty innovative funeral director.
Yeah, picking the right coffin, you know, it might be something that can be implemented in a chatbot.
Why not?
Exactly. Yeah. And again, you know, just like you said, guys and girls and ladies and gentlemen, just ask any questions you have. Just because in these days you don't have to be very savvy in IT or very techy and all this, you know, you can be a techpreneur. So just think whatever takes most of your time and you try to automate and ask Elliot in all the shows that he's going to do. It doesn't have to be me in every show, just because he has connection with the right people and he can probably find a solution to your problem.
That was so well put. Thank you very much. I'm touched. No,
yeah, you see, I'm excited, mate, to be here.
Good enough, mate. Honestly, it's an absolute pleasure starting this series off with you. Tomorrow we're going to be covering QR codes. So 9 o'clock tomorrow evening, Adrian and I will be chatting QR codes. If you don't know what a QR code is, that's a QR code. If you saw that, did I show that? Was that all right?
Yeah, basically, it's without the microphone that goes straight in the middle of the QR code. But yeah, that's the one.
Which you can find also all over the place, and we're going to tell you all about QR codes and how that can help your business in lots of different ways. If you want to know more about chatbots, then make sure you drop us a message. Adrian of USA is an extraordinaire in this arena, and we'll be more than happy to help you guys out. So anybody that wants help on that, then please get in contact with us. Anything you want to finish off this evening with, Adrian?
Well, I'll just say thank you for the opportunity to be here, to be honest. Yeah.
My pleasure. And thank you. Thanks very much for joining me and joining everybody else. We've had a few people on Facebook, but we do know that people will come on afterwards. We've had quite a lot of people join over here on Instagram, which is really encouraging. I really want to find out how we can get Instagram on this on the same camera as well, so we can stream it simultaneously. So I'll be tapping you up for some tech and technical info on that side, Adrian, in case you just have
one of next tablet.
Kian, who co-hosted with me for the last few days, has just joined on Instagram, so I'm going to say hello to Kian. Great timing, Kian. We're actually going to sign off now because we've done the first one. Check it out, Kian, and thanks very much for co-hosting, of course, with me, my son, my 11-year-old potential future podcaster, I think, extraordinaire.
I think he has loads of talent, so yeah, he would be a shame not to be involved in this.
I don't know where he gets it from, to be honest here. Anyway, moving on before you go there. Now, thank you very much. Listen, if you want to know more about Essex Business Radio and what we do, there is a little bit about us on the website, which we are updating and we are moving up and growing as we grow as well. And our audience is growing by the day as well. But you can go over and check us out, www.essexbusinessradio.com, where you can find all the podcasts on there as well. And there's some articles about some more interesting things that are going on rather than doom and gloom news. And there's lots of stuff that's going to be going on to that website coming up soon. However, if you want to find out really what's going on, go over to Facebook, which you may have seen this on. This is on my own Facebook and Essex Business Radio, down here on my personal Instagram. So go over to Essex Business Radio on Facebook or Instagram. Please go and follow. You're going to find out what podcasts are coming up, and go over to the YouTube channel, Essex Business Radio. And the last one, Twitter, which we're just growing as well. So it's a little infancy in its infancy. It's Essex Biz Radio, BIZZ Radio. Adrian, absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for joining me this evening for the first live and first episode of the Pivotal Podspective. Exactly.
It's been just the third time recording, but now it's live and it was way better than before. Yeah,
absolutely. Great stuff. Well, listen, thanks for now. And I'm going to sign off. Adrian, cheers.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye. See you.
And I'm going to sign off. So thank you very much for joining me, everybody. It's been an absolute pleasure. Look out for a lot more. We're going to label these on YouTube as well so that you'll be able to pick these out. And the podcast is going to be created from this as well, the audio. So if you are just listening to this, guys, then go over to YouTube and check out the video podcast that's going to be over on YouTube as well. Listen, guys, wherever you want to get it, this is like Essex Business Radio on demand. I've really loved joining you this evening to bring out to bring you something new about them, the chat bots, and check out tomorrow for QR codes. And we've got plenty more coming for you Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 9 p.m. coming out to you live on Facebook and Instagram. And you'll be able to seal this on demand afterwards as well. Thanks so very much, guys. And what do I finish off with? It's got to be this one. Ciao for now. Brown cow.
Listening to Essex Business Radio with your host, Elliot Brown.